Have you ever learned something new about yourself from a really vivid dream? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. School was usually pretty easy for me, not because I'm super smart, but I just have a personality, I guess, that fits being a student really well. But I did take a lot of pride in getting good grades and having a high ACT score. It really became a part of my identity, too much of who I thought I was. And if you're like me, then you find your sense of who you are in the things that you do and how well you perform for other people. It's not a safe place to be, like we read about in today's devotion, Fossil Fantasies by Peter J. McDonough. Emil hadn't dreamt about dinosaurs since he was 8. Yet, here he was with a full-size Tyrannosaurus Rex and a top hat, no less, right in front of him. "If you're gonna eat me, do it quickly. I have other things I'd rather be dreaming about," Emil said, surprised by his lucidity. Usually, he couldn't control what he said or did in his dreams, but this one seemed different. Emil scrunched his eyes shut and concentrated. He opened them to see his determination had paid off. He was floating above the ground. With sheer joy, he flew up several more feet, twirling in the air with a happy yell, before floating right in front of the perturbed-looking T-Rex. Then it spoke. "If you're done lollygagging, we haven't got much time, so listen closely." Emil was taken aback by the dinosaur's voice. Grandma? "Don't be absurd. I'm a talking dream dinosaur. I'm just using your grandma's voice to tell you a valuable lesson," the T-Rex stated matter-of-factly. "Okay, what do you want to talk about?" Emil floated around the dino's head, his impatience and curiosity growing. He was startled when the T-Rex began speaking telepathically. "Power and success have become familiar to you. You're a whiz in your classes, a social butterfly, and let's face it, your volleyball team wouldn't have made it to state without you." Emil smiled. Whatever this dino had to say, he could handle it. And here, he felt like he could handle anything. Still floating, he did a double front flip. The Tyrannosaur, voiced like his grandma, continued. "I said, listen, there are things bigger than you and me. What you've done and what you have are not really yours. You need to recognize a higher force at play." Emil was about to try a backflip, but he hesitated at her remark. "I wanted to prove I could do it, that I could be someone others were proud of. Someone they would love." Emil was shaken by his honesty. He'd never said these anxieties out loud before. He could feel a lump forming in his throat as he thought of how overwhelming it really was to live the life that seemed perfect, fooling even himself. He knew that the high school achievements he'd craved so desperately meant he had missed out on other stuff he loved to do. Hanging out with his family, doing a Bible study with his two best friends. And he couldn't remember the last time he'd taken out the dinosaur books and figurines he kept in his room where no one could find them. The Tyrannosaur softened her eyes. "Your families and friends are proud of you and love you no matter what you do, Emil. More importantly, someone greater than us all treasures you. He loves you with an intense and deep passion, and there is nothing you can do to earn his overwhelming grace in your life. He sees all your shortcomings, all your failures, all your hidden sins, yet his love for you is not changed. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, he made the way to forgive you. There is no score or medal or certificate required. Jesus has already fulfilled the requirement. He died for you. He wants you just as you are. And he invites you into the freedom of enjoying relationship with him, following where he leads and glorifying him in everything you do." The T-Rex began to grow foggier, and Emil realized he was waking up. Once back in his bedroom, Emil felt strangely empowered, just like in his dream. Not by any power from his own efforts, but by the work of the one who loved him. All right, let's think about this for a second. Society and culture tell us, in order to have value or to be honored, we need to do things. The pressure to perform can be overwhelming, especially if, like Emil, you just want to make your loved ones proud. But take heart, God loves us because of who he is, not because of who we are or what we've done. He is the one who came to die on the cross to save us. None of us deserve his love and sacrifice, but he gives it to us freely. Through Jesus, we are invited into a personal relationship with our Creator and into his family, the church. This is good news. How could it be freeing to rest in the work Jesus has done for us rather than constantly trying to earn favor with God and people? It's easy to want to take credit for the things we've accomplished in our lives, especially if we've worked hard for our success. But everything we're capable of is a gift from God. He created our minds and bodies, and we are called to use our lives to glorify Him rather than ourselves. And the way we glorify God is often by serving our neighbors, 1 Timothy 6:13 through 21. Consider taking some time to write down some of the gifts, abilities, opportunities, and special interests God has given you. Then thank Him for all of these and ask Him to help you see how you could use them to glorify Him and serve the people around you. In addition to talking to God, who are trusted Christians in your life you could talk to about these things? Now, as you and I can read in 1 Chronicles 29:11, "Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours." And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In 1 Chronicles 29:10 through 14, Psalm 62 verses 5 through 8, and Ephesians 2 verses 4 through 10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you ever feel like you're too broken to be fixed or to be loved? I can tell you right now, you are never too broken. God's love is here for you. We want to encourage you more if you're feeling broken. So Natalie is all about that this month on Instagram at UnlockedDevo. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how a rescued kitten can help you learn how to live in the family of God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.